And the last thing I want to mention, having dropped my car off for an oil change, is the Aaronic blessing that happens at the end, called Aaronic because it is God tells Moses to tell Aaron to tell the people this blessing, the Aaronic. So it comes out of the mouth of Aaron, told to him by Moses, given to him by God. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up the light of his countenance upon you and give you peace. You might have heard it before. A couple things that I want to mention. It becomes incredibly important. It's a sort of beautiful, sort of poetic blessing. At some point in the 20th century, archaeologists found a silver scroll. So a piece of silver looks like a scroll from maybe like the 6th century, so several hundred years after the events described in Numbers. And it had the Aaronic blessing on it, pretty much word for word that we have in the Hebrew scriptures. So they held on to it. Another place that you can see its importance is in most of the Pauline epistles. Most of the Pauline epistles start with him saying, the epistles from St. Paul, start with him saying, grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Grace and peace. Lord, lift up his countenance and be gracious unto you, lift up his light of his countenance and give you peace. So grace and peace come from that. How beautiful is it? How sort of well made is it? Look at this. It starts shorter and gets longer with each line. The Lord bless you and keep you. It's kind of shorter. Make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up the light of his countenance upon you and give you peace. So it's like a trickle. It like starts as a trickle, then it becomes sort of a creek, and then it becomes a river. You might not sort of think of that the right offhand, but that's sort of the rhythm of it, the poetic rhythm of it. The Lord bless you. What does blessing mean? In the Old Testament context, blessing means prosperity. It means prosperity and children. Blessing is what prosperity, land, often, and children. The blessing is the blessing that was given to Abraham, right, for land and children. The Lord bless you and keep you. What does it mean to keep him? It means sort of keeping an eye out, promising to dwell with them. It means that whatever that they're going to face, the Lord will sort of face it for them, right? Whatever it is that they've got to face, the Lord will sort of keep them safe. Lord bless you and keep you. Lord, make his face to shine upon you and be gracious. What does it mean for the Lord to keep, make his face to shine upon you? For the Lord to make his face to shine upon you is to look at you with blessing, right? Think about someone with much more power looking at someone with less power in a way that is loving, right? And that's what the graciousness is. The graciousness is that though we do not deserve God's love and God's favor, God's graciousness means that we get it anyway. So God looks at us with his face and his face shines upon us, right? We're able to sort of receive it, though he is powerful, though we do not deserve it, and nonetheless gives us his blessing. The Lord lift up the light of his countenance. Now, the word countenance is the same as the word face in Hebrew. Translated two different ways in the English, face and countenance, probably so that you get a little bit more of the poetry of it sort of getting shorter and getting longer. Lift the light of his countenance upon you and give you peace. The peace is not just, you know, sort of internal peace, nor is it not only like military peace. It's all of it. It's shalom, and that's the word there. Lift up the light of his countenance upon you and give you peace. Gives you that sort of wholeness and perfection of well-being, in communion with one another, in communion with God, And that comes from the Lord abiding with us, sort of being with us. And of course, the way that the Lord abides with us in the most significant way, well, in the most explicit way, is in Jesus, right? It is in Jesus abiding with us, tabernacling upon us, among us, living with us, sending His Spirit, and through the Spirit being present for us again in the bread and the wine of the Eucharist, and in the collected body of His saints who gather to worship. So those are the blessings. That's the sort of beautiful stuff that we hear. Last thing I want to say about it is, it is the right of the priest to make that blessing. And that's one of the things when we talk, and that remains in the Christian priesthood. You bless, and it's the second person singular, bless you. And it's you as in Aaron is speaking to Israel as a corporate entity. So it's not y'all individually. It is you, Israel. The Lord bless you and keep you. Now, sometimes when we say things, we say, and may we all get along, or, and may we all remember these important things. But there's no may here. There's no may. It's the Lord bless you and keep you. It is something that is happening by the words of the blessing themselves, by the utterance of the words of the blessing themselves. That blessing is efficacious. And we know that's true because God promised it. God gave it to Moses to give to Aaron to promise to His people. It is effective. So we don't say, may the Lord bless you and keep you. Well, sometimes people slip up and say it. I'm familiar with one of those people. but you're not supposed to. You're supposed to say, the Lord bless you and keep you. Lord make His face to shine upon you. Because it is effective. Because that's how God interacts with, that's how God is oriented to His people. He's oriented in a sense of blessing. He wants our shalom, right? He wants our peace, interior and exterior. He wants our flourishing, right? He wants us to have all the relationships that we can have, all the positive relationships that we can have, both with God and with one another. And so that's this, you know, having sort of set up the tabernacle. So, all right, so where are we in the story? They've celebrated the second Passover. They've got the tabernacle all set up. They've got the priest ordained. They've got the priest. They got the rules. They got all the camps spread out the way that they're supposed to be. They've got people's jobs laid out. The Levites' jobs laid out, and then like the three families within the Levites, they got it all ready. They've got a fighting force, sort of organized in case they need it. And now they're gonna move forward. Well, they're not exactly gonna move forward just yet, but they're gonna move forward soon. They're gonna make, well, sufficient unto the day. Tomorrow we'll see about the offerings. But this is, you know, having, you know, this is Israel coming together, right? This is the people all joining together. All sort of coming together, all getting their tasks, all getting laid out the way they are, all getting ready for this wilderness journey, ready to get on the road again. They just can't wait to get on the road again. And having done all that, right, having gotten organized, having been in order, having gotten their tasks, then they get this blessing that is uttered over them. Which is not to say that they weren't blessed before, just to say that, you know, there is this sort of reaffirmation of the blessing that had, you know, come to Genesis and come to Abraham, but it's sort of reiterated here. All right, you people who are a mess and have done all this crazy stuff, even while, you know, even in this time since the Exodus, during this time of covenant, even in the giving of the law, right, even in sort of setting up the way that God and Israel can live together, even as Nadab and Abihu did it wrong already, nonetheless, The Lord blesses you and keeps you. The Lord makes his face to shine upon you and is gracious unto you. The Lord is lifting up the light of his countenance upon you and is giving you Israel peace. And dare I say, it's true for us as well. St. Georgians, the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up the light of his countenance upon you and give you peace. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit be upon you and remain with you always. Amen. See you tomorrow, day 41, number 7.